full service.
Oh my God, Bushwick Internet World, what is good? This is Jack Inslee, and you're locked into Full Service Radio live on heritageradionetwork.org every single Thursday at 9:30 p.m. If you're not locked in every week by now, I don't really know what to tell you, but subscribe to the podcast if the time's not convenient for you, because we want to make it easy. This week is special, and I'm glad I have somebody in here filming this so we can get some video footage of it up later. We're in the studio with Archie Pelago, who have phonetically written out their names for me, so I don't mess it up. Hershey, Kroba, and Cosmo D. And I'll upload the phonetic pronunciation of Cosmo D because I think it's really special. Oh man, it's an exciting performance. We've got a lot of pals in the studio. Aaron Fairbanks is here. What up, Aaron? And I don't want to waste any time because you guys don't really care about what I'm saying right now. We want to hear music. The only thing I will say is out to TechServe. And if I'm not mistaken, Cosmo D works at TechServe.
It's Hershey.
Hershey works at TechServe.
I just spend money.
Cosmo D spends money at TechServe. So, Hershey works at TechServe. So, out to Kevin, out to David, out to Meepom, everybody at TechServe, TechServe.com. If you don't know, you should know. We'll get right into the music. We'll be back in about 45 to 60 minutes for a quick interview. Once again, this is Full Service Radio and Heritage Radio Network. Keep it locked.
We'll be right back.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll be right back. Danny Fresh, and you're listening to Heritage Radio Network.
We'll be right back.
What you, the listener, don't know is that this room is on fire, literally. It's a sweat box. Bushwick Internet World, you've been listening to the sounds of Archipelago. My goodness, thank you guys so much. They're not wearing
shoes. Thank you for having
they're
us.
Not wearing shoes, by the way. You can't see that. Oh, okay. Hershey's wearing shoes.
No problem at Roberta's.
So this will be a little tricky, but you guys can kind of like lean into the mics somehow.
Is this one working?
Yeah, you can sit all the way over there. Again, Full Service Radio, you've been listening to Archipelago for the past 45, 50 minutes or so. Live instruments, iPads, Ableton, DJing, everything happening at once. A lot to dissect. But as you guys probably have gathered by now, this is a food radio station. And the first thing I want to ask you guys, I'll kind of go around the horn, and I'm going to start with Kroba, because I think this is a man who likes food. The question is, you get your dream gig, you have anything you want in the rider, what meal do you want waiting for you after that gig?
All right, that's an interesting get right in question. The mic. Just delving into the world and realms of riders. I have to say this, you know, we had a great Soprasada pizza with this awesome honey sauce thing on it tonight, and I mean that was pretty
great.
It's up there.
That's up there.
Definitely, you know, maybe a nice carnitas taco, you know,
or lobster stuffed with tacos,
yeah. Or some very nice beer, because you know beer can be a meal too sometimes.
It's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
Oh man, it can't be a good backstage meal without a dessert, and cookies are where I hang. Chocolate chip, no nuts. Nuts are cool sometimes, but no nuts. Chocolate chip, fresh, warm.
That's what I was going to say, soft and warm?
Soft, yeah, right out of the oven.
Kind of like the Otis Spunkmeyer, you know, cafeteria. Yeah.
Oh, man. If the cafeteria had a live oven that was just baking them.
But, Zach, you're like a foodie, no? I mean...
I eat well. I eat well. I like to cook and stuff, too, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, good to hear. Well, Roberta's, there you go, the bee sting. You made the...
A big honor to be at Roberta's, one of my favorite pizza spots. You know, it comes... Highly recommended, and I have a lot of pizza aficionado friends who wish they were here right now. I wish they'd had what I just had.
Well, same could be said for the listeners tuning into the sounds. I mean, I don't even really know where to start. I guess, why don't you guys each introduce yourselves so the listeners can be clear and say what you play in Archipelago?
Sure. My name is Zach. I go by Kroba, and I play a saxophone, and I process my sound through Ableton.
I am Hershey, a.k.a. Dan is my human name, and I DJed during that, so when you heard the backing tracks, and some of them were original, and others were friends of ours, and others people we have never met and probably will never meet, but yeah, I'm pressing the buttons and turning the knobs and
mixing, making it all come together.
Yeah,
I'm Greg, Cosmo D, I play the cello and Ableton, and... cello is pretty much what you heard from me, and some occasional vocalisms and sample triggers.
You're also on the iPad, right? That's the...
Yeah, I'm rocking the iPad using software called Lemmer, which controls Ableton. It's just kind of fancy controller software where I just created my own interface for it, so I could control Ableton exactly as I wanted to.
Limitless possibilities. And we'll get back to the setup, but I'm curious to know where you guys met and when you started making music. Is it at NYU? Did all of you go to NYU?
No, just Greg and I did, but Greg was a few years ahead of me, and we all met kind of through me DJing at NYU and doing Grime Machine Radio, WNYU.org, for
years.
Yes,
out to WNYU, out to Jordan Rothline, Table Tennis, out to Rec Tech, the Math and Science Show, out to Mike McGill, and Downtown Affair.
Everyone over
that's all
WNYU. It's a wonderful facility, and gave me a platform to do what I wanted to do, play some music. Met both of these guys through doing that. They independently checked me out, and I independently met them and realized what they were about. And as an instrumentalist in my background, I knew that there was something popping there, and we all ended up in the same room at one point or another and took off.
Brilliant. Now, what were you playing before DJing? What instrument?
I'm a trumpet player.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, and have you ever... brought that to the table here?
We do, in the production sense. You want to elaborate?
Definitely in a lot of our studio productions, you can hear some trumpet being played, and that's Hershey on there. He also plays flute, which we got him on. We just came out with a 12-inch on Well-Rounded Records, Subway Gothic, and the B-side Lady Markers features Dan's flute playing. It's a really nice song. Also, my Take friend Spencer on bass, who lives right around here. So,
all in the family.
Yeah.
A lot going on. Now, what kind of music were you DJing to and listening to before this all transpired?
I was definitely enamored by, you know, the deeper, darker sounds of dubstep and attending Dub War and events like that.
Oh, my goodness. Rest in peace, Club Love. You know, Full Service used to be at Club Love.
I wasn't old enough to go.
Oh, wow. All right.
But now I'm a man now, I guess.
We were all going to Club. Well, yeah, I was checking out Dub War pretty hard before Archie, and before that, I was just kind of gigging around doing all kinds of cello gigs where people would have me.
But you were tapped into these sounds then as a cello player before Archipelago came to be.
Yeah, I was doing my own experimental cello beats explorations with Ableton for several years before Archie started, but it wasn't. It never really got as deep or as intense or as rewarding as it has once I met people I could bounce ideas off.
Sure.
Of. That's when I feel like things really kicked into a higher gear for me. I wanted to do it, and as I felt like I was going deeper with it, along came Dan and Zach.
And Zach, were you tied into these sounds as well?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I got introduced to Square Pusher and Aphex Twin and Venetian Snare, some of the weirder stuff from the start. Being really into jazz, I was able to appreciate that stuff. And then when I was in college, I got really into jungle, listening to a lot of metalheads and faux tech and stuff like that, and started making my own beats. But at the same time, I was running my saxophone through guitar effects pedals and trying to figure out ways to incorporate, you know, this acoustic instrument with these electronic sounds. And just it really worked out that I met these guys after graduating from SUNY Purchase. It was like a very serendipitous occasion.
SUNY Purchase. Awesome. Yeah. Wow. Well, why don't you try your best here to kind of like, for somebody that may not be, you say Ableton, they don't really know what that is. You have live instruments, you're DJing. Try to walk us through kind of the, how it all ties in together.
Well, sure. Dan, being the DJ, you can also think of as sort of a conductor of the Archie spaceship. He controls the tempo, and he controls the track selections for us. We are latched into him via, you know, your Ethernet cable, local area net connection, LAN party sort of thing. And he's pretty much controlling our tempos, but then we are improvising within the tracks he's playing. He usually selects either songs of ours that we've made dubbed out for exploratory things, or choose tracks that are more minimal in their nature so we can play over.
He also mixes us into, you know, he's running a 4-channel DJ mixer, so two of those channels are for Dex A and B in Serato, and the other two channels are for me and Zach. So he's using EQ and filters and riding the levels of all of us so that we really, you know, the aim is to fit in with the texture of the beats that he is selecting. And we're just running our separate Ableton rigs, and really our role is more musical interactive. You know,
right.
We're playing off of both each other and Dan in turn is playing off of us.
And you guys are kind of like sampling yourselves.
We are.
As you
we're,
go.
We're recording our instruments live into Ableton in real time, capturing ideas that could be of any length, or, you know, capturing ideas that are already been captured and we're processing the effects. It's really just a lot of live recording and re-recording and long loops, short ones, live playing, shredding, squealing.
But it's all improvised, no?
Yeah.
Now, do you guys have, like, I know as a DJ there are a lot of times like two or three songs I know go really well together. I know I've found success in the past. You know, you call them like a pair or whatever. Do you guys have moments like that you'll kind of fall back to?
Definitely.
Yeah. I mean, you know, as a DJ, I interact with music the same way. If something sounds good once, I'm going to want to reproduce it maybe slightly differently. But, you know, certain songs of ours happen to be in the same key, so they're natural fits. Or certain, rhythmically are at the same tempo or work kind of in a counterpunctal way. You know, that's
then,
doable.
You know, the same thing with DJing is, you know, it's the art of the blend and where the blend will occur, which is sort of where the improvisatory nature lies. So, you know, he could blend two songs together in the same order two different occasions from each other, but the way we react to them, where they're coming from, where they're going, is completely different. And, you know, depending on the energy of a crowd or the mind space we're in or just, like, how we want to push it will determine.
Yeah, I usually don't plan anything.
Yeah.
We usually, how we execute our musical blends is as much an element as is Dan playing his blends. You know, he's blending as a DJ, but we're also blending and segueing into each track as musicians ourselves. So it's a bit of a... how are we going to get from this point to that point? No, now that we hear that one hi-hat, we know where Dan's going to go, but how exactly are we going to get there?
Got to listen to each other.
Have you guys ever gotten mad? Has Dan ever, killed the cello channel and you're doing something that you're loving? You're like, damn, really? You killed the channel while I was doing that?
Yeah, it's happened. I mean, it's okay. I don't mind. I mean, it'll get back eventually. I'll have my revenge at some
point. It's usually never for more than, 1 or 2 seconds. I'm never like... cut it.
Yeah.
Stop playing.
No, eight bars, like, you're out. It's interesting, and I kind of want to try to convey this to the listeners. You come in the room, hear them acoustically playing. What you hear in the room is not the same thing you're hearing on the recording at times.
You kind of hear it in the room, but, you know, Dan's pretty much got a little small monitor, and we've got headphones, so it's really about the headphone mix for us.
Yeah, we're hearing what the listeners are hearing at home.
Oh, it's interesting.
The same
exact
thing.
Crazy. Now, the originals. You guys have some killer original tracks, the first of which I heard from Jordan Rothline. That's how I found out about you guys. Now, what's that process? How is that process different? And, I mean, it's probably hard to pick one, but, I mean, do you enjoy the compositional aspect of original productions or the improvisational live performance more? Which would you rather be doing?
I mean, I would rather just, be doing it all in both, because there's just different ways that we compose. A lot of times we'll compose, based on these improvisatory moments with between the three of us. Either we go into the session, just record really long form things, sort of whittle it down, or, we take a little snippet of a live performance, or, Greg will write a song, I'll come up with a melody, chord changes, or Dan will program some stuff on his iPad, and we'll just bring it into a rehearsal.
It's a different headspace for sure, writing versus performing. There's a lot of overlap, but it's its own cool headspace, and I think they're equally great for different reasons, personally.
Yeah, no, I enjoy both very much. Obviously, there's a thrill to the sort of, reckless, almost, abandon of doing an improvised set, and it's not a typical setup, so, the audiences we've played for are usually, not 100% prepared for what we're going to do,
right,
and then usually win them over pretty quickly, but it's a unique setup, to say the least, so that's always sort of on my mind when we come into it. But when we're together in the studio, it's a little bit more of a relaxed, very open environment where we work very democratically together.
But I imagine in the back of your minds, you all are kind of like, excited to make the Archipelago LP that people would go home and listen to in headphones from start to finish. No.
Oh yeah, I mean it's
cooking in the oven.
It's in there.
Really?
Slow burn.
Yeah, very slow.
Slow
cook.
Cooking.
Like imagine
Crock
slow
pot.
Cook, but 8 hours, but
like 8 months.
Yeah. Yeah. Like if every hour was a month in your slow cooker, that's what our
like. If our record was a pork shoulder, it would be liquid.
It would be soup by now.
It would just be like foaming.
But you'd really good. Really,
but it'd be
excellent.
Delicious, I imagine.
Good
thank you guys.
Is not hard. Let's get that on the rider.
Yeah, yeah. A whole pork shoulder slow cooked for 8 months. That's the Archipelago.
Pork shoulder.
Wow, that's the second week in a row that David Chang's been called out on here. All right, so now we need a pork shoulder for Archipelago. We'll get on it. We'll get on it.
Listen up, promoters. That's a shout out for you guys. Pork shoulder for Archie.
I'll have it ready for the next full service you guys
do.
Thank you so much, man. And can you just quickly tell people where to find you on the internet? I mean, Google will probably do it for them, but...
Yeah, you can check out archipelago.com. That's two words, A-R-C-H-I-E, Pelago, P-E-L-A-G-O, like the man's name, also an island or group of islands. It's, it's there. We're on SoundCloud/Archipelago, Facebook, Archipelago Music, all over that. find us.
We're mad web optimized. You also do this, type in our name on Google, and you'll just...
We own that.
Yeah, we own it. We own the internet. Yeah. Chief Helga owns it.
Smart move. You're going to close the show with an original. What do you have?
Well, I'm not sure how I'm going to play it right now.
Oh, okay.
I'm not connected, but let me get a wire from over there.
Yeah, we'll work it out. I've got some things.
Sing an acapella.
You guys could sing it a cappella. Well, full service radio listeners, thank you so much for staying locked in the whole time. And thank you to Tommy Button, who's in here filming. Thank you to Sarah Devine, who's helping out. Aaron Fairbanks, the Gunwash crew, Dan Brindell, Max Bode, Herbert Spliffington, and everybody else. As I have said, this show airs live every Thursday at 9:30 p.m. on heritageradionetwork.org. And you can find the podcast on iTunes and Stitcher. I really recommend you do that. It'll make life much easier for you. Heritageradionetwork.org is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. So if you like the sounds you're hearing, if you like any of our programming, visit the website, click that donate button, and support us. Keep us going. Keep us alive. Next week, we have DJ Nyer, who is bringing some really good vocalists with her. We're going to have some live performances in the studio. She will also be playing the full service party next Friday at Tandem Bar with Obesity. That's Obesity and Nyer and Knife Show and Mohegan Sun and Jerry Jones. So, yeah, lots of things happening. FullServiceParty.com. How you looking with the cable?
We're good.
Beautiful. I had just enough banter to fill it. All right, I'll see you guys next week. Thanks for tuning in.
Bye.